Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
I like walking through a door. You try to walk through the door over at UCB Franklin and you fucking smash into an audience member, and it's a very awkward start to the proceedings. This is interesting. This is the first time doing Doug Loves Movies in this spot, but let's start from the top. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Pretty professional. Coming to you for the first time from the UCB Sunset location. We've done Getting Doug with High here, but this is our first DLM here. It's Friday night, February 19th, 2016. You can feel the excitement. It's like, it's almost like having it on a Friday night makes the crowd less excited, because you guys are just like, oh, it's just, it's already late, and we had a long day today, and, you know, like, there's something about a Tuesday night crowd or a Wednesday night crowd, it's just, they're just more fired up, because they're just like, we got to do something to get through this goddamn week. Let me see your name tags, please, and thank you. I knew there'd be some good ones, and then some people that are like, it's Friday night. I fucking worked all day. I'm going to go down to the UCB, and I'm going to sit next to an empty seat. We've got two empties here. You can't sit together. Single riders. All the single riders. All the single riders. Put your hands up. All right, so... Thank you for bringing your name tags. I like the Captain America, but instead it's Captain Amberica. But with, is it, oh, there's an A at the end. Ghost Bilsters, you tweeted me today. You're like, look for Ghost Bilsters. And I was like, yeah, you'll probably be amongst a sea of name tags. Nope, it's Friday night in Los Angeles. You guys have something else to go to after this, and you don't want to bring your name tag with. I get it. I understand. But thank you to everybody who did bring a name tag. And is that really a hot pizza?
It's 30-minute-old
pizza as a name tag. That might be a first. And if it's not chosen, I will choose it. Doug's plugs. We're back at Meltdown Comics this Sunday, February 21st at 4:20-ish. I'll be in Fort Lauderdale doing stand-up next Thursday, February 25th at 10 p.m. Bring your name tags, you guys, because it's a stand-up show, but we play Last Man Stand with audience members at the end. And then it's the first ever Doug Loves Movies taping in Fort Lauderdale, again at 4:20-ish, both shows at the Improv at the Hard Rock. Did I say it was Saturday, February 27th? Who made that dinging noise? What was that about? That'd be funny if it was an alarm to remind you, oh, 10:30 Friday night, Doug Loves Movies. Remind yourself that you're here. Or if you're somewhere else, oh shit, I missed it. Both shows in Florida are 18 plus because that's how Florida rolls. They don't care about the minds of those youngsters. And I think there's still a few tickets left for Doug Loves Movies at the Gramercy in New York City on March 3rd. I take it back immediately. That is sold out. Between when I wrote this and now, it's sold out. DougLovesMovies.com, that's DougLovesMovies.com. The prize bag tonight is the lovely backpack from, what's this company's name? Volcom? You know, when it comes to backpacks, trust in Volcom. Yeah, it's Volcom backpack, but it's got a patch on it that seems very tenuous. Seems like it'd be very easy to rip right off of it. But it says not safe with Nikki Glaser, because I did her show last week. And yeah, it's a terrific show. Thank you. Yeah, so they gave me a backpack. I've already got a backpack, so now you guys get a backpack. One of you tonight will get this backpack. In addition to, are there people in the audience that have microphones? It sounds very loud. Are you ordering drinks? Right? Isn't there some people talking about something? Behind me? It's the fucking guests. Shut the fuck up back there, you assholes. Jesus Christ. You ever done anything in show business ever in your life? I've got an air freshener from the movie Southbound, which is about purgatory, which is where my guests are right now. It's hard. Like, if I were one of them back there, I'd be chatting it up. It's hard to be a comedian hanging out with other comedians and not just talk amongst yourselves and not paying attention to anything that's going on. I've tried to tell the rules of the games to comedians backstage. It's like talking to it's like telling a puppy how to subtract. In the prize bag tonight, VHS copies of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode called Triangle. I sure hope that was like her and Willow like going down on Spike. And a Dawson's Creek episode. Did the lights just change, or is it time for my medicine? The lower the better. I like it nice and dark. Like as soon as I'm trying to read the tiny label on the side of this VHS tape, the lights get dimmer. Dawson's Creek episode 213. So that'll be second season, 13th episode. Lucky episode of season 2 is called His Leading Lady. Which must have been the title of an old movie, because that's the every title of Dawson's Creek episodes is a movie title. Everyone is fascinated by that trivia. Let's get some excitement over someone's going to win a CD by a band, an underrated band that goes by the name Limp Bizkit. Yeah, fucking Significant Other. Great album. It's not as good as their album. What was that one? Water, Hot Water, and Hot Dogs, and what was it called?
Chocolate Starfish.
Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water.
chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water. That is like writing out a suicide note for your album title. Like, what a fucking stupid... Finally, somebody has given Fred Durst a hard time. That guy, he's escaped ridicule for all these years. But you know, bottom line, he did it all for the nookie. As do I. I took a stack of these from the Arclight. They're coasters. That say bottoms up hashtag Deadpool on them, and from someone in the audience tonight, Chelsea, right? She brought she gave me this bag that looks like the spaceman on Getting Dug with High, so it's a cool bag, and it's just full of weed swag, like no actual weed. Settle down, but you know I'm sure Captain Amberica could do something with the contents of this bag. And all of that, plus what my guests bring, is going to be somebody's tonight at around midnight. I think we have until midnight tonight. Do you guys have to be anywhere? This is the, I think this is the latest Doug Loves Movies ever. I think, yeah. Do impressions of ghosts to celebrate. All right, so let me just take a breath and not be in a cranky mood, because I'm bringing out three of my friends that I've been accused of being mean to on the program, and I want to try to make it all right. So please give a big warm welcome to Dustin Ibarra, Jacob Siroff, and Jeff Tate! Right, nobody wins the Pete Holmes Awards. That's a terrific way to start the program. Let's meet them individually. Justin Ibarra, everybody.
Hey, guys. Whoa. I'm Justin Ibarra. I can be annoying at times.
Dusty Barra is my nickname for you.
I like it. It's very show busy.
I came up with a nickname for the guest that doesn't have a nickname yet. I'm excited about it. Yeah, we'll get to you in a second. But Dustin was on the show in San Diego. We had such a good time.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah.
And you're ready tonight with a bag full of something.
Doug, I am very prepared. All okay. Right. As a lot of us know, it's Black History Month. Okay.
Right. February, shortest month of the year. Woo woo.
And this is a very white audience, so I felt like, let's bring it up. It's Black History Month. Get with it, fellas. I got radio. Come on, Black History Month, you racist bastards. Come on. All right, I got that. OJ, yes, you were correct, sir. This is OJ Simpson and Ed Harris. he got a few, it was during the concussion periods of the Bills. All right, and snakes on a plane. You know, because Samuel L. Jackson, as
yes,
we all know.
He's black. I get where you're going.
Okay, and all right, 27 dresses. Catherine Heigl.
Likes black dick.
Bam!
Big black cock.
Yep, that's, so.
Trying to keep it risque because it's a late night show.
You're right. Dickus and shit. Fuck.
Yeah. How many dresses
good.
Did you get through?
Me?
Yeah, watching it.
I haven't even seen
it. You see
it
all 27 dresses? You saw zero dresses?
Is that what it's even about? Like, did she just try on dresses the whole fucking movie?
Yes.
She's like at Ross or some shit. How do I look? Then the 27th one is like, it's perfect.
Yep, it takes place in a Ross.
Well, not everyone's fancy, Doug.
She's wedding dressing for less. See, now, this is the kind of interplay that people accuse me of being short with my guests, but I'm just trying to have fun. Insults are fun.
Insults are fun, guys.
Yeah. Pass that shit down here. Great job,
oh, yeah,
Dustin.
Oh, yeah, here you go. Yeah, let me get
yeah,
this
great prizes, man.
Thanks, Doug.
You really thought it through. I really
you
love the Black History
so
theme. It's terrific. And let's move down the line to our friend Jacob Siroff, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
Jacob is here with
I like it.
What looks like an art project or
yeah,
something.
I got, well, yeah, your... it's a very flat offering, like okay. geometrically speaking.
All right.
I got this cool this Deadpool poster that they gave out at the IMAX showing at Universal. It's kind of like a cool
oh,
glossy.
Oh, that's neat.
And then on the way...
You saw it at real IMAX?
I saw it at real IMAX.
Do you
and
think
it's actually
being...
signed by Ryan Reynolds. So.
Wait, it just says Ryan Reynolds on it with an exclamation
yeah,
point,
yeah, that's...
which I doubt is how he signs his name.
No, I don't know. I
that would be pretty awesome, though, if a celebrity signed their name with an exclamation point.
I think it's worth more money.
I know Cleghorn does, but what about seeing it on the Deadpool on the gigantic screen? Like, have you seen it on a regular size screen since?
No, I haven't. I almost did.
But you liked it though, right?
I thought it was great. Except
see it on a regular.
I didn't like Colossus. I thought Colossus was
Colossus is bullshit.
So corny. So corny.
Everything else is 100% awesome, but like, you know, and I give them a little bit of credit for saying in the opening titles that they have a CGI character, like almost like wink, wink, you know, we have to have one. And the answer is no, you don't have to have one. If Deadpool 2 doesn't have a CGI character, I would be absolutely thrilled.
Also, he was just a poorly acted character. Like
I just didn't get it. I just didn't buy any of it. Yeah. Like the accent and any of it.
He, the accent was bad.
But the second time I saw it, he grew on me a little bit more. Like there was a couple, he has a couple pretty good lines, but yeah, there's just something about
what a country or something. What was this?
Yeah, he says what a country, and then he says I have two shows tonight in Branson. What?
Oh, so I also.
But while you were watching it, did you think I'm watching this in IMAX and this is the way to watch this movie? It's
like,
meant to be this huge.
No, absolutely not. And none of it was actually shot with IMAX cameras. If those of you who saw it know that, but it was just it was still
it's still your first choice of the way to see it.
To see a movie, just like the sound, and it is bigger than the average screen. So look, it's the biggest you can see it. So why not?
But what if it was like you know just some
at Universal?
You know,
actually, the parking. If that's a deterrent, I don't know if we have any other Jews.
Oh,
in the
let's
audience,
talk about it. Yeah.
The parking fee for me was a big deterrent, and I didn't realize they actually reimburse you. It's $18. The theater gives you back $13 towards your tickets, so it's only $5 to park there. So don't let that scare you away from the IMAX, guys.
I'll tell you what about Los Angeles
crowd,
people in general. Who paid $5 to park tonight? One person? When'd you get here? Like 10 minutes ago? That's why you had to pay to park. Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, L.A. is, like, not about paying to park. You know, like, we will fucking drive around.
That circle.
Oh, you know, the show's in West Hollywood? Well, I'm walking from Silver Lake. Because I found a sweet-ass spot.
I'll drive to a neighboring, like, an adjacent neighborhood and Uber the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, the old Uber over. I love it.
Also,
what else did you bring?
Got a pack of Garbage Pail Kids here for 2015. The new
little
ones.
Little pack of the bubblegum cards. Is there bubblegum in there?
I don't think they
don't
do
that
they ever
anymore.
Had bubble, did they
just
ever?
Cards?
I don't think they had bubblegum. The Garbage Pail Kids.
Bubblegum cards.
I'm not sure they ever did. Also, this is just special on the way out tonight. My 11-year-old daughter Winter made this.
Your daughter drew a Douglas movie.
Yeah. Just thought of her own idea to do that, so I thought that was kind of...
It's super accurate.
Yeah, it was freehand, totally
yeah,
freehand.
Yeah, she nailed it.
Yeah, she's like a savant or something.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I don't know, for...
Bubbles
she,
also.
What'd you say she was? She's like 22? That's not so good.
Yeah.
Bubbles?
Bubbles, because they're fun.
They are. Pass them over.
Yeah.
Thanks for all of that.
Mm-hmm. Thank Ryan Reynolds. He's the real hero here.
Wow, Colossus is...
Best opening credits, though, just the actual jokes in the credits, right? Was that the best?
Yeah, it was fun.
That was really good.
Yeah. Gratuitous cameo. I couldn't sum up what's been happening for years with Stan Lee. I could not sum it up better. But now he's come into a new age where, like, in Guardians and in this movie, his cameo is pretty funny because it's, you know, he's just some fucking pervert.
Yeah.
hanging around. Like, he should be always in the, every time there, I don't know how often there's gonna be a strip club scene, but he should be a perv every time from now on. Jeff Tate is here, everybody.
The best fill-in I could think of for, I wanted to have an immediate San Diego reunion show with Dustin and Jake and Sam the Mam Levine. But Sam is in Florida, I think, at an autograph convention. So I should have just said, Sam Levine is on assignment. But so in his place, Jeff is here because Jeff is one of the more serious and accomplished game players. No texting during the show, thank you very much. And he is here in town to just hang out and do this show and some other shows and be the next best thing to Sam Levine.
Okay. Yeah. Is that my new nickname? It's a little wordy, but...
No, I wrote down your new nickname. Thank you for reminding me. And it is... Drum roll. I love that people always just start smacking their own legs when you say drum roll. Was this domestic abuse? No, I was at a show and a guy said drum roll. Oh, your new nickname is Tater Dunn.
Oh man, there's yeah. Is it too late to say I like the next best thing to Sam Levine better?
What'd you bring for the prize bag, Tater Dunn?
I brought a t-shirt from my friend Mishka Shubali. He's a singer and he makes great songs and albums, and I got one of his t-shirts. It's got a fucking sweet octopus on it. It's a lady shirt. So keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind, dudes.
And I brought...
Lay down. Don't even try to win.
I brought Inherent Vice. I brought the book.
What? It's the book of Inherent Vice?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the bookmark in there for?
That's where I decided I was never going to get it.
You got about halfway through. No.
The bookmark is just in it.
You got about 20 pages in.
No, it's just a... It's.
You just gave up on it.
No, I read the whole book.
Oh.
And I watched a movie, didn't understand it, read the book, thought that would help, it didn't. Then I watched the movie again, thinking that maybe because I'd read the book, I would understand the movie again. Didn't, and now I'm tired of looking at that in my house.
Does it have pictures?
No, I'll see the book and be like, that fucking book? It's just this thing on my desk that reminds me I'm dumb. I put it next to my wedding ring. Tater Dunn. Oh, and since it's LA, I guess you can have the bag.
Oh, there's more.
Too.
Oh, what?
You can have the bag too.
You can have the bag? Well, that's good. Yeah, we gotta conserve. I don't know if they'll need that bag.
No, it's not good.
Everything's going to fit into the Not Safe with Nikki Glaser backpack. And thanks for bringing all this stuff, you guys. All of this is going to be somebody's tonight. But before we get into the game portion of the show, I have to ask everybody, starting with Dustin.
Dusty Barra.
Dusty Barra.
What up?
What was the last movie you saw?
Deadpool.
Yeah,
it was the last one I saw. I loved it. It was awesome.
It's great,
oh my God.
Right?
Yeah. Took my girlfriend to it, and she liked it, so that's always good, you know?
Was the screen big enough? The
screen was big enough. It's not always the size of the screen, either. It's the motion in the ocean. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was awesome. I loved it. I had a lot of dick jokes.
You look,
had fart jokes.
You a lot look of even
more,
too.
Even more tonight than the last time you were on the show. You look like you just came from touching a Tesla ball. Can you pat it down a little bit? Or?
Dude, is
look,
it really,
now you're making it worse.
Is it distracting everyone right now? This is why people are... Why is Doug
people are much more
Tesla
distracted
ball
by your voice and by your hair now that you bring it up?
It's insane. I'm also doing this for Black History.
It's fun, okay? Too, though.
All of it's for Black History Month. That's why I'm here, guys.
You have the look of somebody who should constantly be like, this is for a part.
It has been. He's doing great. Yeah, he gets cast all the time. They're like, get the hair guy.
Who's that fucking weirdo?
We'll never remember his name. Someone called Dustin.
Fucking guy. Tesla. Dusty Bear. That's his name. Right.
Who's that guy that laughs after things that he says in a fucking scary Ray Liotta laugh?
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, was that story about being on Hop with Chelsea lately, was that just between us, or can you tell it?
Yeah, I guess we can tell it, sure.
He was Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, this is like when I first got to Hollywood, and I got a part in that movie Hop. I was like a mailroom guy, and I was Cody, the mailroom guy. See? She knows. Yeah.
She's got kids, yeah. Or is a fucking weirdo.
Man, that's my crowd.
Watching Hop.
I thought it was a heroin story. I didn't realize.
It was nothing. It was just like, during the scene, I touched her. And after the scene, because it was like your improv, you're like, oh, hey, Mrs. So-and-so.
He just reached out and touched like her wrist or something.
Don't you ever fucking touch me again. I was like, ah, I'm in trouble.
That's brutal, and you're terrible at saying that story.
So did you ever go on the show?
You were like, and then she said, don't you ever touch me again. And I was like, no, not what you were like. Let everybody rest on the idea that she just said, don't ever fucking touch me again. Just because after you just gave her a gentle tap during a scene as two actors.
Yeah, I was trying to connect.
This is why nobody should do improv.
You were physically connecting with her, and she was like, don't put your dick on my forehead again.
Man, if it was Daniel Day-Lewis's dick on her forehead, it'd be cool, you know? But for some reason, Dusty Bear can't get a shake in Hollytown.
Real quick, let me check in with Jeff Tate. Do you know who he was referring to when he said Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yes, I know who Daniel Day-Lewis is now. I also feel like I've heard some things where they don't necessarily have to be as big as Daniel Day-Lewis to put their dick on her forehead.
Sounds like Jeff is only, we can only hear him because we're sitting right next to him. Is your mic?
There's something going on.
I don't think
your
mic's
happening.
Yeah, I
don't know. It's low.
It's his mic's low. Can we adjust for Jeff?
Yeah.
I want the listeners to be able to hear Jeff.
Oh, yeah. I've said, like, if this is the first time you're hearing me, listeners, I have been killing it. I've said some hilarious shit. I'm glad that last thing I said before probably wasn't picked up. But whatever.
Maybe the mic cuts out selectively.
Yeah.
Based on humor quality.
Yeah, Ryan, the producer, perhaps this mic cuts out selectively. Like when I said that thing earlier, maybe something just drops on accident and no one knows. I thought Hop was a cartoon. Why did you touch her? Is it not?
Dude, animation's
no, Hop
a weird
is
thing.
A fucking bunny, but everybody else is live action.
Yeah. It's,
Russell Brand is the voice of a rabbit. I haven't seen it. But I have friends with kids. Like Jacob, did you have to?
No, I think their mom handled that one.
Oh, okay.
I do the ones I want to do. And
is that how you split custody with movies?
So you take them to James Bond and Star Wars, and she takes them to kids' movies.
No, I like. There's a lot of shit I want to see. Like I'll handle like Paddington or the stuff that's getting good reviews or quality.
Everybody loved Paddington.
Paddington was amazing. It was fucking amazing. Did you guys see Paddington? Anybody attest to that? It's like Pixar.
No, there's
meets
no reason to detest
Amelie
it, but it's not for
Wes
adults.
Anderson. Oh, it's totally for adults. It's like an auteur film.
What is an auteur film?
Well, the same writer director, you know, the guy who wrote. It wasn't like a movie by because I got to see shit like Smurfs 2 with like 25 writers. You know?
People say I'm mean to you, and you sit here talking about Hop like it's a fucking great movie.
I didn't see Hop.
I was in
no, Paddington.
Paddington. Paddington's amazing.
Wait, like I'm telling you, you tomatoes. Love Hop.
What is an auteur movie?
Do what
movie?
I say.
Is an auteur movie a movie that was written and directed by one person?
I think that's the way I'm using
kind
it.
Yeah, kind of the idea. Paddington is like, it is
it's
a...
It's one guy's vision,
it felt like. The guy did definitely have a vision, and a lot of people liked it, but I still watch it when it's still about a talking bear riding a bathtub down the stairs. Like, I still don't necessarily see what's so clever or witty about it.
He just took an old kid's book and made it into a movie. He's not fucking Tarantino. That's the only person I could think of who has written and directed the same movie.
Jeff, he did a good job. Just trust us.
Yeah, Paddington.
It's just not for me.
Marmalade sales went through the roof.
You know more about Paddington than you're letting on, Jeff.
I read the books when I was a child.
They even sold a lot more copies of The Single Lady Marmalade. Oh, what was the last movie you saw, Jeff?
I saw Deadpool also on a regular size screen. Seemed dumb. I should check out this giant screen. Maybe it's better.
Yeah. No, you have to wear your glasses.
I loved it. The last movie I saw was The Martian. I watched The Martian on the flight here.
Yeah.
And holy shit, that movie's good. And that should win the Oscar. Matt Damon is hands down the best actor of last year. I think there is no chance. Leonardo DiCaprio, they're saying he should win the Oscar, but he just acted cold in snow. It was cold. That's not acting. Oh, you seem miserable.
You think he also acted injured and acted like someone close to him was murdered and acted
Dude, I
like
read
he...
the script. There was never supposed to be a bear. That was a real bear.
That was improv?
A bear ran in.
Yeah.
A bear just marauded. They were like, keep rolling.
It was a real bear, yeah.
Our lead actor is being attacked by a bear. Let's get this.
Yeah, he'll probably be fine.
Rewrite the entire movie. We got a great storyline now.
It was an auteur film.
It used to be about a guy and his son just traipsing through the winter woods.
I think after he said to the bear, never fucking touch me again. After they shot that thing.
Here's what I'm saying is that I think it's...
I don't think what you're saying matters.
Leonardo DiCaprio was walking around in the snow, and yeah, that sounds terrible, but he was really doing it, and I believed it. But Matt Damon was not
where?
On Mars.
Where was he? Yes. Not
he was
on
not
Mars.
On Mars, and
but
I believed he was.
But his performance was so Mars-like.
Yeah. I believe.
So you were captivated by how
I don't
realistically
understand this whole...
he portrayed a guy being on Mars.
And he realistically portrayed a guy who had been injured also. So he had the same, he had injury like Leonardo DiCaprio, and but he wasn't on Mars.
He was injured like Leonardo.
Did he buy a zoo?
No, that's a different movie.
I was in there.
We bought a zoo just sounds like a gentle way of telling the family you're all about to die.
Are there... Oh, my granddad bought the zoo a couple years ago.
There is hardly a finer actor out there than Matt Damon, but what he does in The Martian is fucking easy for him, and what Leo did in The Revenant was very difficult for him.
Yeah.
There's a very strong difference between, like, in another year, maybe, but also The Martian is also, according to the Golden Globes, a comedy.
It was very funny. It was very funny.
How often do you think you laughed in your seat on the plane watching The Martian?
Oh, man, this was the weirdest flight, because the two people next to me, the lady
were Martians?
In the middle. No. Yeah, they were like, really? There's like 50 movies you could choose from. You have to.
You were sitting next to Jeff Daniels and Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, it was pretty
judging
awesome.
Judging their film.
Wasn't allowed to touch them, so I had to be like real cramped in my seat. The lady next to me, this is the first time I've ever seen anybody do this. She listened to the music on the Delta Entertainment thing and put it on Kids Bop and then sang along out loud. Loud enough for me to hear while The Martian was happening. So then whenever that disco songs would play, I would sing. It would go back and forth. We were having a...
When you sang, she didn't, like, get the hint that, like, it was weird that she was singing?
She probably couldn't hear me over her singing. Kids Bop. She was listening to children sing Taylor Swift songs and singing along.
I got a worse one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I was in my case, was on a plane where at least you had headphones on, you could turn The Martian up really loud.
Yeah.
I had no headphone option, I guess, other than my own, I guess. But the point is, I sat two rows from a mother and son who took turns reading to each other chapters from Chronicles of Narnia. And every time I could not shoot them a dirty enough look to get them to fucking even acknowledge that what they were doing was weird. just making everyone around you, hey, everybody, listen to this book for the whole flight.
These kids find a closet. They walk through the closet, and now they're in Narnia.
I think it's a wardrobe, but okay.
I know.
It leads to a closet.
I think. I'm not sure what like a big armoire?
Jacob.
You don't like any talk. I remember one time I had a conversation with the lady next to me across the aisle from you, and you didn't like that.
The worst.
Was it
you don't like any talking on the plane.
No, but
yeah,
what was
if you're listening to something that's got, you know, like if you're in a movie theater and you bought a ticket for a movie and a conversation broke out right next to you, you'd be like, fuck you! But on a plane, somehow it's like, no, don't worry about me. I'm just trying to listen to a goddamn movie while you're small talking it up over there.
Was it that he was talking, or was he trying to convince her the prequels were good?
Well, yeah, it was a combo of talking and also the comments, the specific content. No, I mean, it's fine. It's just, you know, everybody has a different, like, my worst, I'd rather Jacob talk to somebody than sitting next to two people that are just meeting for the first time and both have the most fucking boring jobs you could imagine and tell each other about it. Like, that drives me crazy. Because you can't, there's no headsets that turn up loud enough to just shut it completely out.
No, you can see it in your periphery. Feel, man, like, ah, these fuck these.
You could see their lips moving.
Yeah, you can't. You just know.
How can you around that hair?
You're not even a sad. Damn it, Doug.
I always get excited when I have someone to talk because I can't read, I can't sleep, so like, usually I'm not paying enough money to watch the movie.
Wouldn't that be terrible if you were a person who really couldn't read or sleep? What like kind of life ever. Would that be? Hello, vampire.
I don't do much of either in real life.
Hello. Mentally disabled man. Yeah.
How Floyd Mayweather a vampire? Who needs to read when you can kick the fuck out of someone?
Oh, mine was.
Seriously, right? Don't read.
Wait.
You nerds. Never... No.
You hang on. You haven't answered the question yet.
It was Deadpool, and we talked about it already. But we can talk about it more.
Everyone
sure.
watched Deadpool.
What do you think?
Oh, it was a really big screen. It was really to be. You should have been there, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. I probably would have liked it more.
I guess his face was super ugly.
I thought,
on that big
I thought
screen.
It was really cool. I just didn't. I guess one more complaint: she was too old to be playing the. You know, a viable
hooker, I thought. Too old, you guys.
I mean, I just someone this. Who knows, someone who's familiar with the industry.
Get ready for the feminazis, motherfucker. They're coming just, after you now.
It's like late.
Like, that's just, what's charming about it is she's age appropriate.
Oh, I love her dynamic. Well, for him, but not for the job that she was doing, I didn't think.
What job was she doing?
Bartender? Like, she was a hooker.
Oh, hookers are old, bro. I got a really old hooker one time. Fuck it. But, bro, there's no age limit.
Hookers are old, bro.
Hookers are
old ass hookers.
Yeah.
Bro.
She's a good hooker. Like, oh man, if she was a hooker, she's a man. Marina Baccarin.
No, she's hot.
That lady was
like, in Homeland.
Yeah.
She was that lady was a hooker.
That's not even Mr. Skin.
V,
that's
dude.
Me. I just know that.
I watched V for no reason.
I just know that shit,
that's
bro.
That's not even Mr. Skin.
That's like, I just
well,
know.
Well, whether you got it from him or just know, either way, you know that.
Because I watched it and I remember
thinking.
You know
thinking, it, like, you watched it.
Because you ever see, man, she's hot.
She's
a oh
very
God,
attractive lady. And
awesome.
Nice.
But she
lady.
Played a hooker on Firefly. So and
Firefly.
And that was more like a vibe.
That was
hooker
more age appropriate hookerism.
Yeah.
How old are
I
hookers?
I typecast as a sci-fi hooker.
Who the
I
fuck?
Saw her one time at the airport in Austin. She was in town for a South by Southwest, and I wanted
to be a hooker.
I wanted to talk to her.
Yeah. Was she was
there. Yeah. A lot
the
of hookers
there.
Fly in during South by. But she was she was beautiful, you know, in person and everything. But I just didn't like. I like Homeland, like, because it just seems like a dumb thing to say.
Because she would know you've seen her naked. That's why if I went up to her and said, "Hey, I saw you in Homeland," she would know. But the only reason
but,
is because
I saw you in Deadpool is still saying you saw quite a bit. She's
was there. She naked in Deadpool? Oh, see, I didn't even notice it because I already saw her naked. She's
well,
like my girlfriend
about,
now. I'm like,
can we talk about
old news?
Before we move on from Deadpool.
That's good news for your girlfriend. I don't look anymore.
I'm just kidding. I love you, baby.
Can we talk about his dick in the movie?
There no,
was a lot of
we're
dead,
out of time.
Dick.
There was
I'm
a lot
sorry.
Of dick fighting in that movie. Bro,
there was
yeah.
A lot of Deadpool dick.
Did yeah, they fought with their dicks out and shit. Dicks out and shit. What am I saying?
You saw
I think
his
you
dick
see
in
his
that
dick
movie?
Briefly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you see it in IMAX.
IMAX. Yeah, it was here.
That's the selling point. Bigger dick. More dick over here. Don't go to those 9 other screens we're showing it on in this same building.
Dude, the poster says size matters.
Oh, dude, posters say all kinds of stuff. That one says Bilsters. Like, you don't have to know. Like, people just put stuff on posters. It doesn't even have to make sense.
Well, that's funny that you should mention one of the name tags, because it's the time in the show when I say, let the games begin! So pick a name tag, you guys. Just go physically grab one, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Squarespace. Building a website can be tough, and even if you do know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works well is a time-consuming affair. Whether it's for a business site, a portfolio, a restaurant, or whatever else, in this day and age, you probably need one anyway. Well, lucky for us, Squarespace makes it easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. Squarespace provides simple, powerful, and beautiful websites that look professionally designed regardless of your skill level. No coding required. Not only does Squarespace provide you with intuitive and easy-to-use tools to create your website with, Squarespace also has state-of-the-art technology powering your site to ensure security and stability. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs when millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world trust in them too. They've been a sponsor on Doug Loves Movies for a long time. One of our best sponsors, I dare say. And the reason that they keep advertising on this show is because the listeners to Doug Loves Movies are actually signing up and starting their own websites at Squarespace, and they're satisfied with the experience. Seriously, you can't beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. Squarespace gives you 24/7 online support and a beautiful website. So what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for Doug Loves Movies. We thank Squarespace for their support, their ongoing, longtime support of Doug Loves Movies. Squarespace, you should. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by Roku. Roku players give you the biggest selection of streaming channels like HBO Now, plus innovative features like voice search, unbiased search results, and private listening via the Roku remote or your mobile app. With HBO Now, you get all of HBO, including every season, every episode of HBO's addictive original series, past and present, plus the biggest and latest movies before any other streaming service. No TV package required, and it's available on Roku players. Roku gives you TV the way you want it. Watch what you love. With Roku, you can search across the widest selection of channels by actor, title, or director. With over 3,000 channels and 300,000 movies and TV episodes in the U.S. and counting, you'll always find something to watch. From the very latest movies and TV shows to cult classics, finding the perfect something is completely effortless. And again, Roku players now feature HBO Now. Big premieres are available at the same time they air on TV. Watch every episode of HBO's addictive series, including Game of Thrones, Veep, Ballers, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, Girls, Silicon Valley, True Detective, and more. Don't miss the thought-provoking documentaries, hilarious comedies, action-packed sports events, and smart talk shows that everyone is talking about. Try it for free for 1 month. Visit roku.com/tellthetruth to learn more about Roku players and your 1 month free HBO Now trial. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back. Who are you playing for, Dustin?
Well, Doug, I'm playing for Miss Nick Pizza.
Miss Nick Pizza.
It's got a.
It's 40 minutes old, I'm told.
Yeah, because I ask him, and this was the. I always look for food in the audience, and this is 40 minutes old, and it's really cold. I'm pretty sure he's.
What
lying.
Flavor is it, Nick?
Cheese.
Cheese, my favorite.
Do you want to have a bite?
Yep. I do want
I'm
one.
I'm gonna watch it. Oh shit! Hang on. It's cold, right?
40 minutes cold.
That's perfect for pizza.
I, you know, pizza. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm not gonna be like, how long is? When you were asking him, I was like, he's still gonna take the pizza.
Damn it! Why? Oh, yeah, I knew it too.
There's also, like, you know, not a lot of name tags to choose from because this is a Friday night crowd. They got other places to go.
They've got improv shows to go.
Can't
they have a class tomorrow.
Can't walk around with a goddamn name tag.
I know, right?
Jeff, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for someone named Nick as well. Inceptionic. He just put his name at the end of the word inception. It's a crap name tag, but there was a pot brownie on it. And so I'm playing for Pot Brownie. He was to the left.
What kind of Pot Brownie?
Did you eat it already?
What kind
no,
of Pot
it's
Brownie?
In my pocket.
It's a Pot Brownie with white chocolate on it.
White chocolate chips. 420 yummies,
do you
it
know
says.
If it's a sativa indica pot?
It's a sativa.
A sativa? All right.
I can tell you this. I won't know. I never know. People are like, this is indica. It gives you a real mellow. And this is sativa. And it makes you, and I'm just like, oh, I'm stoned. And then I fall asleep.
Bro, how much of it should he eat? Like, just half?
How much does he smoke?
What? How much does he smoke? What are you? Are you really going to put that information into some sort of...
You have an equation?
Also, Doug, I'm probably going to eat the whole thing.
He smokes.
Yeah.
I'll eat the whole thing and text you and be like, I should have ate half.
If you smoke enough, anything becomes an indica, to be honest. You know, if you smoke enough of sativa, it's like, I'm going to fucking knock out.
Is sativa the one that is not supposed to make you fall asleep?
Yeah, you're going to be bouncing off the walls. No, it's like you're a little less fucking dead, you know?
Yeah, I'm just stoned, and it's fucking rad to be stoned. And I don't care if it's the sativa or the indica. I'm a little... I'm old, so I forget that it's not just called pot. Anymore. It used to just be pot. You'd be like, can I get some pot? And then they didn't have a fucking menu.
Yeah, green bud and brown bud.
Sell me a bag. Yeah.
Yeah, it's green 50 for a quarter. Oh, never mind then.
Who are you playing for, Jacob?
I'm playing for somebody too cheap to buy me a fucking snack, first of all. I thought everybody else got food. What the fuck, girlfriend? I'm playing for Captain Amberica. I'm assuming your name is Amb. I thought that was actually going to get a bigger laugh. I wrote it while you guys were talking about pod brownies. Captain, it's a very well done project.
Though. Yeah, it's a nice, shield.
It's a Captain America shield. Yeah. Captain.
And note to anyone named Erica... that Captain America, you wouldn't have to change shit.
A note to anyone named Nick, Inception does not work with your name.
How about Nick of Time?
Nick of Time would be perfect.
You didn't point out also that there's like a weird Hitchcock spin on it. So it's not even like art that has to do with the art from the film.
It's one of the posters from the movie.
Oh, was it? They had that
one?
Don't close that pizza yet.
The audience didn't know. That's my third slice. Dude, right? Goddamn. Good job, guy. It could have been 50 minutes old. I'd have taken it.
Really good, man. I want to wear it. It's fucking good.
You have the box. Just look at the box. It'll tell you where he got it.
No, it's that generic pizza box. Like, I'm an Italian guy. Yeah. You know those racist pizza boxes? This is one of those racist ass, like, hey, I got bagoo. Yeah.
It's got some peppers and some onions and, you know, here's a pizza box.
It is a weird list of ingredients on the top that's like,
yeah, fuck?
It's garlic, it's cheese.
Weird.
I know. I didn't know where I was going with that
one.
Fucked up ingredients, man.
Yeah, what's up? You got fucking cheese?
Well, those aren't the two I would have used as my examples.
You're right. I went for the... They're so... Yeah.
I wonder now if Dusty Barra here ever had pizza before.
Not 50 minutes old, that's for damn sure.
He sure looks like he's had pizza before.
Jacob, did you just do a fucking fat joke at UCB? Did you do a fat joke at UCB, you alt comic motherfucker? Did you act?
I'm a club hack, that's why they don't know who I am.
I know. Let me eat my pizza.
Oh, right? My God, this is a bloodbath, everybody.
Doug doesn't have to be mean to us. We can handle that ourselves.
Bilster? Yeah. Give me your name tag. Thank you. That's who I'm playing for.
Oh, snap!
Oh, yeah. That's right, everybody. Welcome to the first ever Last Man Stanton tournament. I'm gonna play for Bilster, Ghost Bilster. He put a nice little marshmallow man.
Something strange.
I did not expect to hear Ray Parker Jr. I was like, the marshmallow man finally gets a chance to speak. Gets to say what's on his mind, and he just sings a song from the movie.
Something strange.
Just does the same thing every time. Take it back, Bilster. Just kidding. It's mine. But it's a good poster. He put my face on the Ghostbuster ghost, and it's got a, looks like a nice blunt in my hand. So, I'm gonna play for Bilster. We're gonna play. First person to 2 points amongst the four of us, and you get a point by winning a round of Last Man Standing. Yeah. We could be here for a while. It's just settling in with some of you. Oh, this might, why would this go quickly? Never know. Somebody could win the first two and be over. Because the first round is going to be determined by an audience member that I've pre-selected. And then the winner of that round gets to name the actor or actress for the next round. Yeah, so you get a big advantage there. Cool. And then we'll switch the order around as well.
Ah, my stomach is hurting. Just the tense, like I'm the suspense.
You don't think it's the pizza? Okay.
It's a combination of all the three. Two, whatever.
All right, Dustin. We're going to start with you then.
Are those Tums?
You'll get to say the first one. What are you doing? What's happening?
She's throwing me some Tums.
An audience member just gave you Tums.
Good toss.
Wait
good
a minute.
Catch.
So my contestant is giving the other guest snacks now. I feel like I need to eat more than anyone on the stage.
And you should, you look like you just got out of the other players. You should let him have that stomach ache.
I do, because I eat like shit, but it's all right. Thanks for the Tums, lady.
You like that shit? You gonna keep the rest of them?
I guess I should give it back, huh? You know, I'm gonna get it like 2 hours later when I eat some shitty shit on the way home.
Can he save those for later, or would you like them back?
She's like,
he can keep them, but that means give them back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We did the right thing here. I'm gonna sleep good tonight. All right, so Dustin's gonna go first, then Jeff, then Jacob, then me.
Yeah.
And we're gonna do an actor chosen by someone in the audience that tweeted at me today, who goes by the name W. Douglas 37. Where are you at? It's fucking...
Oh my God!
It's Amber America's fucking boyfriend.
Bilster.
Husband. It's Bilster. This is the ethics are just all over the place.
Yeah. Oh my God, your wife just hooked me up with some Tums.
Oh. So the W is for William, Bill. Oh, okay. Everything's coming together.
All right, so what would you like to suggest for this first round that we'll start with Dustin?
Denzel Washington.
Denzel. We've done him on the show before once or twice, but always a great...
Is this also for Black History Month?
And a great, great challenge.
Okay, all right.
Well, Bilster, of course, is a fan of black actors.
Yeah.
Who's your second favorite black actor?
Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson. He said that without hesitation. What? He was a guy who loves black actors. You should be in the Academy. The more we get nominated.
Ernie Hudson.
Oh my
All right,
God.
Dustin. Any movie with Denzel Washington? Go.
Let's go with Black History Month. Malcolm X.
Okay.
Yeah. Golf clap.
You probably need to bring the enthusiasm down a little bit.
You're right. Oh, this my is, gosh.
Jeff Bush will tell you, this is a marathon, not a sprint. He's going to get there eventually. He says to people as he hands them a little turtle. I'm not kidding. It's a true thing. Jeff.
Man on Fire.
Yes. Jeff loves Man on Fire because it is a Tony Scott movie, Tony Scott joint. And he and Denzel have worked together many times, or four or five times. I'll go with Dave.
No, you skipped Jacob.
Sorry, it's Jacob.
Okay. I wasn't going to go with a Tony Scott movie. I was going to go with Mo' Better Blues.
Mo' Better Blues, of course, another great Tony Scott movie. I was going to say Deja Vu.
Yeah.
Woo, some people say. But not a majority. Dustin.
The Equalizer.
Yeah!
Oh.
Yeah, they're making a sequel about that. I'm so excited because, like, he killed a bunch of guys in the, tool aisle. Now I'd like to see him, you know, maybe move over to, like, the caulking section.
Right?
Cock some motherfuckers.
He works at a Bed Bath & Beyond in the sequel. And he just smothers people.
A lot of smothering. Yeah.
Hypoallergenic pillows. Just chokes them to death. Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide, of course. Jacob.
Sure. He got game.
He sure do. Oh, you guys, do you remember the Titans? Dustin.
Philadelphia.
Yes. You always go for the AIDS joke.
That's me, man. That's me.
So easy.
AIDS History Month is next month, dude.
Yeah.
Ah.
March of AIDS.
Devil in a Blue Dress.
Yes. With Don Cheadle as
Mouse.
I'll go with Glory.
Yeah, of course. Academy Award winner for that, I believe. I feel like I'm new at this. I feel like today is my training day.
This is a fun game to try to make it a sentence.
Dude, American Hustle?
Yep.
God. No, that's not right.
That's not right.
American, oh shit.
You're out. Jeff.
Oh man.
You don't have
no,
to do
I'm
it.
Not using a lifeline. I just, I worked
that
out a
That reminds
cool sentence,
me,
but...
and thank you. You guys know we you each have a lifeline, right?
Yeah, that's okay.
It's
we'll
your,
be fine.
The person that you're playing for, you could go to them if you need to. But you'll be back.
American Gangster.
That's what it's called.
Oh, that's kind of like what I said.
Yep, that's what happens.
Fuck.
If Sorry I, about that.
If I lose on Denzel Washington, I'm going to cry freedom.
How about, let's go with just every one of his movies is the same. It's like it's like they're all a carbon copy.
Like three times I thought you were stuck. I've like fell for that like three times in a row.
I was kinda.
Pelican Brief.
Jeff. Pelican Brief.
I'm going to go with his
Not
best.
Not brief enough.
His best movie, Virtuosity.
The what?
Virtuosity.
Virtuosity is his best movie?
Everybody knows that. It's his.
It's like the
it's
prequel to Man on Fire. Well, you know how we like shitty prequels.
I feel like if we say a Wesley Snipes movie, that should count too, right? Like, is that... What? What? What?
That's what we're playing this round of Last Man Standing. Black guys. That's how... I'm sorry. It's your turn. I'll stop. I need to be more pelican.
The... A preacher's... A wife.
Jeff.
Oh, The Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3.
Jacob.
Yeah. Okay. A couple of titles here I want to make sure.
Yeah, just go ahead and pick one right. And say it out loud.
Make sure it's the right thing to say
it
out loud.
Say it right. Spit it out.
Okay. God, I don't want to fuck up the title of this one.
Do it.
Two Guns.
Yes. Yes, Two Guns. I knew as you were thinking about it that you were unstoppable. Jeff.
Oh. The Inside Man.
Ah, oh, yes.
Inside Man. J. Cole.
I just don't want to fuck up this title. I got a specific movie in my head.
You can do it.
I know.
Just say it.
Is it called John Q?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could have easily been called John Doe, but they went with Q.
I thought that maybe it had the public on the end of it, but I wasn't sure.
But as long as we're naming names, let me do a quick roll call. Is Antoine Fisher here?
Jeff.
Dustin had no idea he'd be sitting out for 20 minutes.
Quick, man. I thought of like 7 now, too.
That was Morgan Freeman.
7. That's Morgan Freeman.
That was some good ass cleverness.
Uh.
Jeff.
The hurricane.
Yeah, the hurricane. Nice. I don't think I would have come up with that one. The old hurricane. Popular drink in New Orleans. Jake.
Pretty sure he was in Crooklyn.
Crooklyn?
Was he not?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think he was in the Crooklyn.
Was he not?
No.
Everyone turns on Jacob.
We're saying no to Crooklyn.
Do we know he's not in Crooklyn?
You're out. Sorry about that.
Do we know for sure he's not in Crooklyn?
Yeah, because no one's going, he's in Crooklyn!
Has anyone seen? Well, we've established there's no black
people. No one is defending that stance.
All right.
He's not in.
He didn't.
That was Delroy Lindo, you racist.
Yeah.
Again, I'm Black History Month, too. What the fuck, man?
I think I'm stumped, though. Do you have another one, Jeff?
Yeah, I got some more.
Some more?
Yeah.
Oh, mother. That's impressive. Oh, shit. He was also in... Come to me, Denzel. Bilster, he's got nothing.
Really?
Oh.
Fucking Bilster let me down.
Should I say the one?
Hang on. Let me give it one more moment. But yeah, I would pressure people to move on if it wasn't me. So I gotta be fair about this. But I'm just gonna say this one thing right now. And that is, fuck. Jeff, one more to steal the deal. One more, Jeff.
The Siege.
The Siege, of course.
What else?
The Great Debaters. The Mighty Quinn.
The Great Debaters, Mighty Quinn.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't ask you yet. Okay. Flight. Fallen. Book of Eli, of course. I like that book. Book of Eli. The Bone Collector.
Much Ado About Nothing.
What?
Yeah.
Much Ado About Nothing.
Denzel Washington was in that?
We got a Shakespeare fan over there.
Oh, my. Keanu Reeves was too, right? We got to watch Much Ado About Nothing again. That's hilarious.
You've seen it once?
We did pretty good, but wait, where's another one? What?
Manchurian Candidate.
Oh. But there's a lady voice up there.
Oh, I was just saying the Golden Globes.
You were saying the Golden Globes? I know shows he's been at. Because he did. He just got the Lifetime Achievement Award. And he got up there and he didn't have his speech on him. So he said, thanks, and walked away. He's like, I can't find my speech.
He pulled it at Eddie Murphy.
You just gotta go to his Tumblr page.
All right, Jeff, you won the first round. Congratulations. That means, Jeff, that you get to pick the person that we're gonna play in this next round, and you go first, and then we go to Dustin, and then to me, and then to Jacob. And don't forget about your lifeline. Each round, you get a lifeline again, so...
I messed up. I didn't use mine last time.
Try it. Well, you spit out a wrong title, and, you know, that happens sometimes.
Dummies.
We get excited. Sometimes our brains get ahead of our hair. I don't know what that means. Jeff, what actor or actress have you always wanted us to play because you'd be so damn good at it?
I just like to play the ones that are fun that you can do a long time, like Denzel. So
okay.
I'm going to say Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. Oh, here we go.
This one's going to be a bit.
It's been played before for sure, but I love it. I'm very excited about it. Start us off, Jeff Tate.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
Oh, that was mine. Whoa. I guess I gotta go on the backup, The Fugitive.
What happened?
The Fugitive.
I said the right thing.
I sounded like there was several words before The Fugitive.
But there was a period, and then...
Okay.
Let's start over. The Fugitive.
The Fugitive, yes.
Minus the start.
I thought you said something like The Madman, The Fugitive, or something. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. All right, I'm going to go with, let's say, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Ooh. Hang on, I still am writing D-O-O-M. Last Crusades. Jeff?
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Oh, that's a ballsy play.
Ooh, I blocked that out of my memory.
The old kingdom, I'd say the land of the shiny head.
Star Wars A New Hope. Thanks,
I love
guy.
It. We have an audience.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Verification.
He gave me that, okay, he's, all right, I'll let this one slide. You did good that time, Dustin. Good job.
You're going Star Wars A New Hope.
What episode?
Oh, shut up.
That's not...
The guy wants the episode number. It is in the title, I think.
Oh,
man, I'm numerous.
What's Jacob saying?
On IMDb, it has the whole title, but I think that...
They have the number?
They have the number.
No, we play release. We play the titles they were released under.
But yeah,
I don't know if we've ever said released under because these are the only movies in the history of every fucking thing that are released under one title and then gain another title down the road, except for maybe Live, Die, Repeat.
They actually market Raiders now as Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark in like box sets and stuff.
Yeah, box sets, but that's a box set.
Oh my God, this is like when Dez Bryant caught the fucking ball and no one said I'm Dez Bryant right here. I caught the fucking ball. You can look at it a million times over and over. I caught the fucking ball.
But which part was that?
I think that was from...
Like, if you had to say, what part would you say it was?
Four.
Good job.
I don't know what the Roman numeral is either. I was like, ah, shit.
I'm going to go with a movie that there's no sequels and no subtitles because it just didn't do very well, but I am a huge fan of The Frisco Kid. With Gene Wilder. Yeah, interesting pair up. Jacob.
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, he shows up for a minute.
He does, very dapper.
And that's all that matters.
Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
But
I see how, you want to play.
Where's the colon?
God damn it, guys. We're going to do this all night until I win this Harrison Ford round. Let's try to be a little more Pelican brief with our choices. I wanted to do that earlier.
How you doing, buddy?
Blade Runner.
Yeah.
That's how I'm doing. Yeah, that didn't make sense.
You're doing great.
Thanks.
All I can say is, can I get a witness?
Naked Amish chick in that movie.
Oh my God, stop it.
No Marina Becker Curran, but pretty hot.
That voice and this look pointing out every naked girl in any movie that gets brought up is disconcerting.
We haven't even hit Harrison Ford's deep movie shit.
Oh, Jacob.
God. I'm already feeling a little frantic.
Frantic. I like that movie.
I don't think they know that Frantic was a movie he was in.
I feel like a lot of us have stopped regarding Henry.
Yeah, he did not deserve to be regarded at all.
Yeah, and 3 + 3 is 6 days, 7 nights.
See, I don't ever go with that one because I'm afraid I'm going to fuck up the days and nights and get it wrong, but that sounds accurate. like a much easier title for me to just say and know that I'm getting it correct is Sabrina. Yeah, there's no fucking that one up.
How about Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens?
Yeah, I mean, does it really ever say Episode 7 anywhere? I think it just says Star Wars Force Awakens.
Well, it says it in the opening crawl.
Well, that's true over the thing, but that's after that said.
Yeah, they went, I think they went
almost got him. You saw that, right? I was like, I was doing my math. I was like, wait, hang on. Three. Okay, he's right.
JF.
Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi.
Sure.
That's him. American Graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
Did not.
So I'm going to go ahead and slam dunk this fucker with a little American Graffiti Now. The sequel.
That's not what it's called.
What?
It's called More American Graffiti.
You're right. You're right. I'm out.
No.
It's called More American Graffiti Now. I was so smug on that one. That's what happens when you smug answer. I didn't get to use the Bilster. Do you have another one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now he has.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's ready to help out. All right. More American Graffiti. Your turn, Jacob.
Is that my turn for getting it right or no? Or should I? I'll do
oh,
another
yeah, no,
one. I'll
no,
do another
that,
one, though.
That would count. That would count.
I'm happy to
that would count because I said it wrong and then you.
But I'd like to take another one.
Correct it.
No.
What do you mean take
say
another one?
One next?
Okay.
Yeah.
I just meant so I could take them from you guys.
Yeah,
I'm
I know.
Bad at strategy. I don't even know if that works mathematically.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Mosquito Coast.
Mm-hmm. You want to put a the on there?
I'm going to hit a lifeline right
Wait.
Now. What?
Jeff, do you want to put a the at the beginning or no? No?
I think it's just
you
called
just
Mosquito
want to
Coast.
Call it Mosquito Coast?
Yeah.
It's really what you want to do. You really want to look me in the eye and say it's called Mosquito Coast with no the.
I'm going to look you in the eye and I'm going to say Firewall.
That's awesome.
Well,
Dustin,
shit.
What are you going to do with that?
Well, Doug, I'm in a peculiar position. I know there's a the. I know he was halfway right, but also, hey, lifeline, what do you think?
Wait, now you use your lifeline once in this round.
I know, this is the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you could do this without your lifeline. It's my
you
opinion.
Believe in me, man. That's why, man, I didn't know my dad. He probably would too, man. Hang on, I got this. You're right, Doug.
What's it called? Just say it.
Dude, I really need a lifeline, a real life. Like, I don't know what it is.
Based on what we just discussed, you don't even have a guess. A 50-50 guess is in your future.
Yeah, but why would I could get eliminated? I would rather
you
get,
could
get
also say a different Harrison Ford movie.
No,
you
he's
don't
clearly
have to
out.
Say the one I
yeah,
fucked
I'm,
up.
I'm clearly out, Jeff.
He's out. All right, go to your lifeline if you want.
Lifeline, sir.
Lifeline, what do you say?
Cowboys and aliens.
Cowboys and aliens.
Cowboys and aliens. See,
all
I
right.
can avoid all that shit. Yeah. All
right. You avoided
Thanks.
It. Good job. You used your lifeline.
Oh, you're out, Doug.
Jacob, I'm out.
Well, I'll go with the Mosquito Coast.
The Mosquito yeah. Coast is correct.
His favorite movie, apparently, that he's made.
Ooh.
What?
Jeff?
This is Harrison Ford's.
Air Force One.
Get the fuck off of my plane. With your snakes. Dustin!
Ugh.
See what happened there?
I know what this is. I know, now there's no lifeline. You taught me a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Could have just said the Mosquito Coast.
But
your lifeline would be over there waiting
out,
with a great
time
answer.
Hang on, I know what this is too.
You're clearly out.
No, dude, I really do know this, but I'm
oh,
trying
you do?
To like point it right now. It's not a, the.
You're choosing between like a couple different options?
No, there's just the one, but it's a submarine movie, and I'll say that right now, because if I'm out, man.
Yeah, why not toss submarine movie to the next players?
Who might not have remembered that one? I know I thought of it earlier and then couldn't remember the exact fucking title.
I know. I want to say U571
is not. It's not U571. 5 seconds.
Gremlin.
10 seconds.
Harrison Ford is a Russian. Nukes and subs and shit.
You're out. Jacob?
The Devil's Own.
The Devil's Own.
Wow.
With Brad Pitts.
That's an Irish accent he's got in that movie.
He does?
Brad Pitt does.
Oh, yeah.
When I went to see Star Wars, the special edition, New Hope, like when it first came out at the Coronet Theater in San Francisco, they were playing the trailer for Devil's Own ahead of it, and every time Harrison Ford came on screen, the crowd went nuts. Every time they showed Brad Pitt's face, they booed. They did that the whole trailer, like the whole 2-minute trailer.
Weird.
Yeah, it was
makes sense. Yeah.
But now we love Brad Pitt. I think he was still kind of a joke guy back then.
Maybe, but I don't know. He came out of the gate pretty good.
He's the one with the Irish accent. Harrison Ford didn't have one.
Yeah, I know. I said that.
Oh.
Jeff, listen, what do you got?
I got Patriot Games.
Patriot Games.
Oh, nice.
Well, then this opens up a door.
I'll go, yeah, clear of present danger.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go... Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues.
Oh.
I'll go with Ender's Game.
Wow. This is fucked
up. I'll go with Morning Glory.
Oh, boy. That's a nice, nice pull. Jacob's taking a drink.
What Lies Beneath?
Oh.
Oh, snap. Random Hearts.
What?
Random Hearts.
Random Hearts? You guys, quit making shit up. You still got your lifeline, Jacob.
No, I do, but I don't know if I need it yet.
Don't use it yet if you can. Not use it. This is exciting. Jeff is going to take this thing down if you don't defeat him. A lot of pressure.
It's breakpoint. That's actually not.
Dustin, I heard you're going to be in Indianapolis at Crackers next weekend.
Yeah, for Black History Month, you know.
Of course.
Oh, thank you very much. 42.
40 fucking 2!
Shit! That
Thanks,
was good,
y'all.
Man. Hey.
In the words of black people everywhere, thanks, y'all.
Jeff's got another one.
Of course he does.
You got any other plugs, Dustin?
Battle Creek on Netflix? No.
Oh, man.
Man, it would be super dope if he was in a movie called Battle Creek or something, and I could be like, yeah, me too. But I can't.
I just thought of another damn one.
Another damn?
Yeah, another damn answer. You dead? You
no,
done?
I'm not done.
What is it?
Yeah,
what do you got?
Force 10 from Navarone.
That's the one I just thought of.
Damn it, I had that one. That was might have been my last one.
Oh, I just thought of another one.
Hold on.
Doesn't matter that I thought of one, but I did. Will not affect the outcome of the game, but I am excited. It begins with the letter...
Presumed innocent.
Oh, nice. Pull. Jeff, you guys haven't used your lifelines yet either, but I don't know how good your lifelines are going to be because we've really run through the... We've named 78 movies.
For real? There's more.
We've done at least 40.
Yeah, yeah, but we're wasting way too much time having the conversation.
Oh, that's extremely deep. That's in the same neck of the woods as Apocalypse Now. That's why I had now in my head when I said American Graffiti. More Apocalypse Now. Jacob.
I know. I got the lifeline, but I don't know. Do you have one?
Maybe, she says.
She's got a maybe.
She's maybe. I don't know if you should even be allowed to ask that. Got to still work out the rules on this thing. Do you have one? No. Okay, let me think. I thought of another one, but it's not... that's all I'm going to say. Yeah, I'm not going to... I'm not going to send it through brainwaves. You don't need another one at this point, Jeff. Jacob is about to fall down.
Do you have one?
Yeah. But I'm trying to...
Do you want
to
go with Amber America? Because she says she might have one.
What's your maybe?
Did he do a voice in the Lego movie?
I don't think he did.
That was a nice try, but...
So no, I'm not going to use that. Right? I don't have to use it.
I don't think that's how it works.
But once I go to it, you have to use it.
I think you can reject it. But I think we all rejected it, so that's how you rejected it.
No, I don't think he was in that.
Yeah.
Because they had a...
There is someone who's Han Solo, but it's somebody else does the voice.
Okay.
It's somebody else. And Morning Glory was a really good one. I never saw that movie.
It's entertaining. I enjoyed it.
I'm seriously gonna wrap this mic cord around your neck.
You haven't seen the movie. It's very entertaining.
I'm gonna strangle you for liking that movie.
It's entertaining. I'm not gonna say very entertaining, but it's fun. I mean, I was already paying for Netflix.
It's on Netflix?
It was when I saw it.
No, it's probably not on there anymore. Because I'd totally check it out. Got anything, Jake?
I know one, but I'll never think of the title.
What? You know it, but you can't think of the title.
I can't describe it because then he'll...
Because that'll give it away to Jeff. Yeah, Jeff's a... Piranha.
Can I describe it to her? See if she knows the title.
No, she's... You guys have already blown it.
Yeah.
She gave you nothing. You rejected it. And so you're all on your own. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited. I can't believe there's one that you kind of know.
No, it's for sure one.
But don't.
And it's real specific, but I don't know what it's called.
You can't take a shot at it?
No.
You can't swing at it? Just start saying the words. See what happens.
I think it's a one-word title.
Oh, just one word. Oh, I got one. That's one word. I got two movies that both begin with the same letter.
Wow.
It's okay.
Can I use your lifeline since you didn't use it? Bill's got nothing.
That's the biggest regret of my life. is that I didn't get to go to the Billster. I thought I'd just like, oh, tonight I'm picking a name tag. That guy's going to win. I knew ahead of time I was going to pick a man because I do not like women.
Are you taking this long, Jacob, so we can get to midnight?
Okay, anything?
No.
All right, Jake's out. What do you got, Jeff?
Paranoia.
Is that the one when he's bald?
Yeah.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, Paranoia?
Got that Hemsworth guy in it.
Yeah, that's the one.
And,
The not Thor Hemsworth dude.
Thor's completely bald.
It's called Paranoia?
There's a movie called Crossing Over.
One word title.
That he's in.
He's in a movie called Crossing Over.
He's in a movie called Crossing Over that's about immigration.
What else you got?
That movie is called K-19, The Widowmaker.
Yeah, man. The fucking Widowmaker.
I knew it was a bunch of letters and numbers.
K-19, like that threw me off. Like, is it about a dog or a submarine?
Well, in the original script, it was a dog.
Jacob, what happens in your one-word movie?
Paranoia.
Paranoia? That was the one word?
Some sort of business...
Because I have a one-word movie that he did with... He was co-starred with Dustin Hoffman and Sally Field called Heroes.
Heroes. I've never heard of it.
Not Hero? No, it's a different movie.
It was Heroes.
It might have been just Heroes. The other movie starts with an H?
And the other one starts with an H.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Hop. Is it Hop?
Now, it was one of his duds in between Star Wars and Raiders. It was called Hanover Street.
Hanover. Yeah, all right.
What else did we miss?
Hollywood Homicide.
Oh, Hollywood Homicide.
Two H's.
Working Girl, of course. Yeah, I think he was nominated for an Oscar for Working Girl.
Expendables 3.
Age of Adeline. Popped in there.
Age of Adeline.
Age of Adeline.
That's a movie, yes. I couldn't think of the name of it.
Star Wars Holiday Special.
Star Wars Holiday Special. I'm a completist.
Okay, he was on that one Muppet Show episode, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw him on Kelly and Michael.
Yeah, he was on. I think I saw him on Letterman a few times. Maybe the Tonight Show.
Celebrity
Jeopardy. He just directed an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
No, he's that standing was off zone. Behind the cameras on Ally McBeal. What?
E.T.
What?
Was he? Who did he play?
Well,
E.T.?
His girlfriend at the time wrote the movie, but he's in it. He was the principal. Oh, yeah, the school. That's right. You're right.
What's that?
Wait, who's Harrison Ford?
Somebody just said Apocalypse Now Redux.
Oh, Redux.
Yeah, Blade Redux. Runner, the director's cut.
Yeah. You guys are getting crazy specific just to get involved. I think we did a pretty damn good job with Harrison Ford. But Jeff Tate is our winner, everybody.
Clean sweep.
I am so happy I won because this dude's shithead is fucking like 50 words long. Yeah. And so
you're
now,
happy that no one's gonna hear it?
Yeah, well, I'm happy that it's like, man, it's like a real cold read test. Some words are crossed out.
Well, he gets the prize bag, so come on up here, dude. Congratulations. There you go. What? You can have some pizza, too, if you want. You goddamn greedy asshole.
Ask Dustin.
Yeah, I'm like, all of a sudden, man, it's mine, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Dustin didn't lose his dignity in this game.
That's
He's
the
still
one
a
thing
human
I've got.
Being. And I wouldn't get too, like, don't lean into it.
What else have you got to plug, Dustin?
Hey, guys. I'll be at a Crackers Comedy Club. That's the main thing, yeah. And El Paso later. And other places. Just go to my website.
What's your website? Why are you screaming at people? Go to my website!
Please, I've only got 5 seconds. DustinIbarra.com. Watch Battle Creek, Gotham, and all that. You guys are awesome. Thanks.
That's how he ends his sets.
Yeah.
Battle
Watch
Creek is an
stuff.
Entertaining
you
show.
You guys are awesome. Good night.
I enjoyed Battle Creek.
Huh?
I enjoyed that show, Battle Creek. I wish I didn't say it on TV.
Me too.
Yeah.
We're all in agreeance.
Mm-hmm. Was Harrison Ford in that?
Nope.
Ooh, I wish.
Jeff, what do you got to plug?
I'm going to be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. In March, please come to that show, because I have been there before, and the people who don't listen to Doug Loves Movies who come to that club, just please come. Just, it is, holy shit. All right. If you're at this show right now, I'll put you on the fucking list. If you want to come across the country to Myrtle Beach. Gainesville, Florida is coming up. I got shows in Brooklyn.
Oh, no. Dustin's Pizza's face down for more than 5 seconds on the stage, so nobody's going to eat that. Pass me part of it.
Sorry.
No, I don't want it.
I believe I was pretty respectful during your plugs. No.
You think I wanted to drop the pizza? That's the last thing I wanted to do tonight.
That was last on his list of things to do tonight.
That's my closer.
Drop that pizza face down on the ground.
What kind of fucking list would that be?
It's a weird ass
it's
list.
It's just a list of
things I don't want to do tonight. And that's the last thing I don't want to do.
It's a dusty list, bro.
That's the last thing on my don't do list. Right after murder and rape.
Also, probably getting murdered and getting raped are probably
don't
like,
do
how
those
are
those, either.
How are those less last than dropping pizza? So Gainesville, Florida, I'm doing a show because that's where Tom Petty's from, and I'm hoping that like his brother comes or something.
The whole Petty Brooklyn, family, Chicago, come on out.
Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Montreal. I got Ann Arbor, Michigan. Just check out my website, justanotherclown.com, and follow me on Twitter at JeffTate96. Tater done.
Jeff Tate. Jacob, what do you got going on?
I'll be at the American Comedy Company in San Diego this Sunday night, the 21st.
Terrific also, club. We did a show there recently. It was fun.
I'll be with you in Florida next week.
Oh, that's a surprise.
No, the stand-up.
Surprise to me.
Also, well, you didn't... Yeah, I was going to... Yeah, I'm not performing. I'm just coming out to check you out.
Yeah, come by, hang out with me in Fort Lauds.
And then...
always a good time.
I'm on this right now, so everybody listen to this.
Yeah, listen to this to hear Jacob Seroff, Jeff Tate, and Dustin Ibarra, the Dream Team. Be sure to come back and see me Sunday afternoon over at Meltdown Comics and... Jeff, what are you doing Sunday afternoon? Can you continue your championship reign and come be on the show?
Yeah, of course.
Defend your title?
Yeah, I'll defend my title.
All right,
title.
Jeff's going to stick around in L.A. and be on the show on Sunday against two formidable competitors.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's gonna be an exciting one.
I fucking throw down the gauntlet. I hope they listen to this, and I hope they know they're fucking going down on Sunday. I don't know. I've never.
No, that's great that you're so aggressive.
I've never been this aggressive.
It's not like you, yeah.
Before, I used to be on a basketball team, and sometimes I wouldn't play because I didn't wear my jersey to the games. I'm not particularly competitive. The jersey was real itchy, and my warm-up shirt was super comfortable, so I just wouldn't put my jersey on. And then my coach would be like, "Get in there," and I'd be like, "I fucking don't have a jersey." Something
strange. Jeff Tate, everybody. See you Sunday, pal. I've just been looking at the clock up at the corner, just watching it wind, because I want to give you guys a 90-minute show. And we're 1 minute away from midnight. Yeah, do you guys have post-midnight plans, or are you just going to go home? It's a long day, right? Fridays?
Crowd work.
People with jobs. What?
Crowd work.
Crowd work? I should do a little crowd work right now? Where are you from, Bilster? Ghost Bilsters? Originally Chicago. And it's his birthday. Yeah. No better time waster at the end of an episode than applauding for somebody's birthday. The great thing about the Bilster is he's the only one here that had a birthday. The rest of us just appeared spontaneously. It's 12 o'clock, so we can go now. As always, leap years are a shithead. And Dr. Luke is a shithead.
Once again, today's episode is brought to you in part by Roku. Roku players give you the biggest selection of streaming channels like HBO Now, plus innovative features like voice search, unbiased search results, and private listening via the Roku remote or your mobile app. With HBO Now, you get all of HBO, including every season, every episode of HBO's addictive original series, past and present, plus the biggest and latest movies before any other streaming service. No TV package required, and it's available on Roku players. Visit roku.com/tellthetruth to learn more about Roku players and your 1 month free HBO Now trial. Do it, do it, do it.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.